Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. What a privilege it is to pray for you because, wow, I'm just so thankful that you're here. So thank you. We're praying for nations where Pray Every Day hasn't been to yet. And so today, one is in Africa, one is in Asia, South Sudan in Africa and Syria in Asia, both of which I know are difficult places. So Lord Jesus, we lift up these countries to you. We pray for your witness to be there. We pray that the persecution of Christians would cease, and we pray that your light would go out into the darkness. And if it be your will, Lord, I pray you would bring the words of this podcast into the corners of those countries. So Lord, be with South Sudan and Syria today. Walk with them and visit folks in dreams and show them who you are. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to finish up Exodus chapter 6 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. We're going to be reading verses 16 through 30, and it says this. I lost my place. Here we go. We're talking about people. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations. Gershon and Kohath and Merari, and the years of the life of Levi were 137 years. The sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimea, according to their families, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133 years. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi, these are the families of the Levites according to their generations. Amram took Jochebed, his father's sister, to himself as a wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. The years of the life of Amram were 137 years. The sons of Izhar, Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Uzziel, Mishael, Elphazon, and Sithri. Aaron took Elisheba, the daughter of Amminadab, the sister of Nashon, and his wife, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. The sons of Korah, Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, took one of the daughters of Putiel as his wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites according to their families. These are that Aaron and Moses, to whom Yahweh said, "Bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies." These are those who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are that Moses and Aaron. On the day when Yahweh spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, Yahweh said to Moses, "I am Yahweh. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I tell you." Moses said before Yahweh, "Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh listen to me?" Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for your love. Thank you that even though we feel small and incapable, that you are our capability. Lord, thank you that, thank you for just the fact that we don't have to have a certain pedigree to be your children. We don't have to be well-favored. We don't have to be of good repute, so to speak. But you choose us because you want to glorify yourself in us, and you often choose the weak things of this world, according to the Corinthians passage, to shame that which is strong. This is an interesting passage in verse 20. Amram took Jochebed, his father's sister, to himself as his wife. So father's sister would be aunt. So Amram slept with his aunt, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. So interesting. I never had seen that before. So Lord, we have this very interesting bond of someone with their aunt, which is definitely not proprietous, and their offspring are Moses and Aaron. And so Lord, it does not matter where we come from. It does not matter what our story is in the past. It doesn't even matter what our parents' stories are. It matters that you have a plan, and that you just invite us into that plan. And so, Lord, for the person today who feels like, I can't do it. I can't step into this great mantle that God has for me. You're right, you can't. But Lord, we pray for strength. We pray for the faith to believe you, to trust you, to move the mountains that we cannot move. And we believe that you are capable. And Lord, forgive us for limiting you by our incapabilities. Lord, I don't know how many times I've done that, but boy, that's a big prayer. Please forgive me for thinking that you're me, that you have my limitations. Your limitations do not exist. I have plenty of them, but actually help me to see and help us to see that our limitations are the very place where you do your best work. And so, Lord, in our weakness, we cry out to you and we say, be our strength, Lord Jesus, as we face today. We need it. We need it. We need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast and to pay for people like Kristen, who's my assistant, who does a lot of social media stuff for me because I get buried in it, and William, who does all the engineering, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. At $10, I'll send you a painting. I have an Etsy shop, and so these are actual paintings that sell, so that has a little bit of value in it. And at $25, a secret podcast where I share with you what God has been teaching me that month. At $100, I'll add you to my prayer team, and if you want to, that is. And it's lovely. So thanks to all of you who are patrons. And I also pray that, or ask that you would pray for Pray Every Day, because definitely I need that prayer. Thanks so much. Have a great day.